And he said, well, the picture means silence to me. And he'd explained how for months he'd sat silent in front of this statue because of what he'd experienced. And the fun part was we'd heard that story before we got there, but then both Trees and I worked with him in the workshops, and he began to share more of his story. And he created a print card like this, which was a picture of a dog digging him out of the grave. And he shared with us how he saw God in that dog, and he saw how God had come and rescued him. And it was the same with so many of them. They chose to see God rescuing them. They saw God's hand. One of the girls did a picture of a hand kind of overshadowing where she had been hiding in a bush, because she knew and chose to recognize that the presence of God had been there to protect her. So we were able to use the arts with them throughout the week to help them to express themselves, but also to relate to him in the midst of it. My guys did butterflies, and I honestly didn't think I was going to do anything other than teach them jewelry. And because we were doing so much in the rest of the kind of workshop time, I kind of eventually decided that was okay. I would just make jewelry, and if we had enough language, we'd have a conversation. And one day I just decided we were going to make butterflies, and out of that, just this whole conversation developed with them around the ideas of I think I shared it yesterday, the idea of once I was dead, but now I'm alive. And they all began to relate to that just as a picture that could describe something of what they'd experienced. And then they were able to make these cards, which they may one day manage to sell in the memorial, so that they can actually not just be healed, but find a pathway beyond healing into wholeness of life and into fullness. The other thing that we did, the fun part was we didn't just do the school, but we went to churches, and we were in the same primary school all the time. So Caleb and myself quite often in the mornings were the healing team. And then people came in off the street just for us to pray with them. And we had a woman who came in one morning, and she was sick. She had something wrong with her leg, I think. And we prayed for her, and her leg was healed. And then we had another woman who was there who was sick too, and we said, well, you can pray for her. And she was like, well, I'm just a baby Christian, I can't pray. And we were like, of course she can. So we got her praying for this woman, and that woman was healed. And then by the afternoon, she brought back four or five of her friends. And it just multiplied throughout the week. They kept bringing back their friends and their family who they wanted to see healed. And the other kind of thing that we did later in the week, we went out one evening and we spent some time on the street going to one of the areas where a lot of the prostitutes were. And we took with us cards and bracelets. One of the girls in our class had made bracelets with just a white bead and purple ribbons attached to them. And she'd wanted to communicate just that there was beauty and purity in them and that they had identity. So she'd kind of given us that as a tool to take with us. And we'd made some drawings on the bus, and we had flowers that we took out with us, and they were kind of white lilies. And I think I was with Caleb again, actually. We went out and we were in kind of part of the street. And